This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Austin Bechtel fan, early morning show. The Steelers have announced their captains for 2023. Yes, the show goes on all right as 2023 will begin on, well, the year has begun, but the season will begin on Sunday at Acrisure Stadium, formerly known as Heinz Field, which is now the current home of Aliquippa football, as you might have heard on the KDK Game of the Week last week. So, the Steelers, captains. Pretty self-explanatory. Pretty expected, I would say. Let's just start with the special teams and move our way up to what everybody wants to talk about, the offense. So, Miles Killebrew is your special teams captain. Second year in a row that has been the case. Previously, guys like Derek Watt, Jordan Dangerfield. I think we're potentially past the time of seeing kickers being named as the special teams captain. I know that was the case where, you know, guys like Jeff Reed, Sean Sweezum were thought of as valuable guys to have locker room wise for special teams. I'm not saying that isn't the case for Chris Boswell, but I think Mike Tomlin and maybe so much Danny Smith like to name special teams captains based off of guys who are fitting the Jordan Dangerfield special, kind of the Matthew Slater type of role, like he played in New England, but with the Steelers. And Jordan Dangerfield is pretty much that guy, the leader of the special teams unit, makes a lot of tackles in that department, whether it be kick returns, punt returns. So I have no problem with Killebrew. That's his role. That's his job. I have no problem with him being the special teams captain. On the defensive side, TJ Watt and Cam Hayward. Also, pretty expected, pretty self-explanatory. TJ Watt has been a captain now for the third time. It's been, I think, 9 consecutive years for Cam Hayward, dating back to 2015. Which is, honestly, you know, Cam Hayward is just the type of guy where I think a lot of people are surprised he just continues to get better and better and better. To the point where you really question, really wonder, when is that going to stop? And he has just gotten exponentially better from when he was in his age 25, 26, 27 season to now in his early to mid-30s at 34. That's a credit to Hayward and how he works, how he has adapted to the game, how he has been able to maneuver his body and just work himself in the positions where he can thrive as the number one guy. And he has gotten better since flipping the calendar to 30, flipping the page. So he, there's no doubt in anybody's mind, is the unquestioned leader of the defense alongside TJ Watt. I'm a little surprised that Minkah did not get accoladed as a captain, considering so many people consider on the Steelers defense there to be a big three. I guess if you only make one captain on the offensive side of the ball and two on the defensive side, do you want to put so many guys on defense as a captain? I don't really know if that matters so much. If they're worthy, they're worthy. So maybe a little bit surprised by Minkah, but Watt and Hayward are the unquestioned picks there. And on the offensive side of the ball, not anybody on the offensive line, not anybody in the wide receiving core or Not Pat Freiermuth. Najee Harris was a captain last year. He's not this year. Welcome to being a captain, KP8, Kenny Pickett. I mean, you knew it was going to happen at some point, right? But in his second year, Pickett is a captain. I saw something in it that took 5 years for Ben Roethlisberger to be named a captain. So for Pickett, it continues to add into this, I don't want to say notion or theory, but belief and what he has just put out there on the field, what is just so evident when Kenny Pickett stands on the field that he believes that he is one of the baddest and baddest human beings on the football field at any given time by confidence, not arrogance. He has a little bit of a swagger to him. Kenny Pickett is a respectful person. You can tell in the interviews that he does. I saw it at training camp with interactions with fans. He gets it. When I talked to Gary Danielson at Big Ten Media Day about a month and a half ago, he talked about how it's important for the quarterback to win the fifth quarter, which is handling the media, handling the fans, the maturity aspect of the game. And Kenny Pickett does that. And he is unquestionably deserving of being a captain. And by his comeback drives in the fourth quarter of last year's season for the Steelers, 2-6 looked bleak. Looked like you were talking about a top five draft pick. And then they were banging on the door of a playoff appearance late in the year after defeating the Raiders and Baltimore in back-to-back weeks. So, Mitch Trubisky and Najee Harris were captains last year. Why was Trubisky voted a captain? Maybe that was just so much the sort of everything that he had to go through, and people, I don't know if they felt bad for him, but they still respected Trubisky. So it's Kenny Pickett on offense, Hayward and T.J. Watt on defense, and Killebrew in special teams. They will all be playing on Sunday against San Francisco. Now, who's going to be playing for San Francisco is a completely different question. Nick Bosa currently does not have a contract. Well, not one of his liking. He is holding out, unlike when T.J. Watt held in a couple years ago and got his big deal. Bosa wants more money than what Watt received as becoming the highest played pass rusher, highest played defensive player. And he wants money rivaling Aaron Donald, which I don't think anybody should be paid the way Aaron Donald is. Best defensive player in football. First ballot Hall of Famer. Penn Hills and Pitt alum. But also, George Kittle is banged up, and he potentially might not play on Sunday. That's huge. Kittle, when healthy and when in full force, is probably the 1B to Debo Samuel as 1A as the most dynamic players on the 49ers offense. But then again, they have Christian McCaffrey. So if you this would have been this time last year, you'd probably say that that might be the case. But I'm still putting them up there in the upper echelon as a top five tight end in the league and one of the best players on the 49ers' entire offense. So if Kittle can't go and takes away a weapon, and Nick Bosa doesn't play, they still have Armstead on the defensive line, Javon Hargrave, who they signed over from Philadelphia. Clelin Ferrell is number one on their depth chart at defensive end. Remember how disastrous his tenure went? Former Clemson guy, high draft pick, fourth overall to the Raiders. Javon Kinlaw at defensive tackle. They're very deep. Linebacking core is fantastic. Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw. If the 49ers, though, don't have Bosa, who is their T.J. Watt? You saw what it was like for the Steelers without T.J. Watt on the field. I mean, it was a complete and utter mitigated disaster without T.J. Watt for the Steelers. So when you look at that and you look at their record with Watt and without Watt, I would not be surprised if a similar thing is the case for San Francisco. And it's a better chance that the Steelers can win this game. More coming up next, including a little bit of congratulations and great job to a couple of people this past weekend. I'm Austin Bechtel, Family Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.